కొలువియవయ్య రామ పంటురీతి కొలువియవయ్య రామ పంటురీతి కొలు సీయవయ్య రామ పంటురీతి కొలు సీయవయ్య రామ.
नमस्कार, मैं हूँ प्रीति जब्बल और ये मधुर सी खूबसूरत सी आवाज़ जो आपने अभी सुनी ये है मेलबर्न में रहने वाली एक उभरती कलाकारा जानकी ईश्वर की. हाल ही में 12 साल की जानकी चैनल 7 की गायन प्रतियोगिता द वॉइस में ऑडिशन देने वाली सबसे कम उम्र की गायिका बनी. ऑस्ट्रेलियाई कलाकार कीथ अर्बन, जेसिका मॉबॉय, गाय सेबेस्टियन और ब्रिटिश गायिका रीटा ओरा इस प्रतियोगिता के जाने माने जजेस हैं. अमरीकी गीतकार बिली आइलिश के लवली गाने को लेकर जानकी की प्रस्तुति ने चारों जजेस को बटन दबाने के लिए मजबूर किया. उनके गाने को सुनकर जजेस के साथ साथ वहां उपस्थित सभी दर्शकों ने खड़े होकर इस होनहार बच्ची के लिए तालियां बजाईं. जज गाय सेबेस्टियन के अनुरोध पर जानकी ने भारतीय शास्त्रीय संगीत का ऐसा समा बांधा कि सब हैरान रह गए और जेसिका मॉबॉय की तो आंखें ही नम हो गईं. चारों जजेस ने उन्हें अपनी टीम में जोड़ने की पूरी कोशिश की, लेकिन जानकी ने चुना जेसिका मॉबॉय को. चलिए सुनते हैं कि जानकी ने ब्लाइंड ऑडिशन में जेस को क्यों चुना और अपनी खूबसूरत गायकी से हजारों लाखों दिलों को कैसे जीता. जानकी, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी.
हाय, थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी.
कंग्रेचुलेशंस, आई वॉच्ड योर परफॉर्मेंस ऑन द वॉइस रिसेंटली एंड इट वाज जस्ट अमेजिंग टू सी हाउ यू मेड योर पेरेंट्स एंड द कम्युनिटी सो प्राउड. सो टेल मी जानकी, हाउ डिड दैट मोमेंट फील व्हेन यू वेंट ऑन स्टेज नोइंग दैट नॉट ओनली द फोर जजेस एंड द ऑडियंस बट थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल अराउंड ऑस्ट्रेलिया हैड ऑल्सो ट्यून्ड इन टू हियर यू?
It was honestly so overwhelming. I mean, I had been on a lot of stages before, but I get nervous every time. But I in the moment, I completely forgot that, you know, this was going to be shown on TV. So it was kind of just like, I guess, any other competition, except the stage was huge and, you know, the crowd was big. So it was really overwhelming and I was really nervous, but I tried my best to stay calm. So, yeah.
Well, you definitely didn't show it.
Yeah.
So Janki, how did you prepare for the blind audition? I mean, did the lockdown help you or hinder your progress?
I think the lockdown definitely helped me because, you know, I obviously had a lot more time on my hands and that gave me more time to, perfect the song and practice it more. And I also got to work on other skills during lockdown. So I guess that also benefited my, you know, song in a way. And, you know, for the improvisation part, I had more time to, I guess, really think about what I wanted to do there. So, yeah, it helped me a lot.
That's good. Janki, your confidence and poise on stage belie your age. The other contestants are much older than you in the competition. Even one of the judges, Rita Ora, also had some reservations about you being too young. What do you have to say to those people who are concerned about your age?
Obviously, there was a big age gap between me and the other contestants, but I guess I had gotten kind of close to them over the period that the auditions happened. And honestly, yeah, I mean, the age, it was quite big of a difference, but I wanted to show what I could do when, you know, how old I am right now. And yeah, it kind of just felt I guess you could say another stage, but yeah, my parents manage my social media, so they take care of, I guess, all those comments and stuff. So I don't really see much that's going on and stuff. Yeah.
That's good. You have proud parents, obviously.
Yeah.
And the most important question, why did you pick Jess Mabhoy out of the four?
Honestly, I already, I guess, if Jess did turn for me, I wanted to pick her in the first place. But, you know, when I was on that stage and when all the judges started pitching, I started to reconsider because Guy was pitching really well. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, should I go with him? But Jess has this really warm feeling to her, and I just felt like she would be a great coach. And yeah, I really love her music and her as a person. So yeah, that's why I ended up going with her.
Now, Janki, you have inspired many children to pursue their dreams and work on their talent. What is the one most important piece of advice you wish to give to anyone aspiring to be like you?
I would say this isn't really like one piece of advice, but just honestly work hard and have fun. Mostly have fun, because, you know, if you lose, like, if music is a thing that you love, you obviously want to enjoy doing it, and don't like get to the point where it feels like a chore or a job to do. Just enjoy it and work on the skills obviously that you need, but most of all, enjoy what you're doing and like jump onto all the opportunities you get. You know, if you get called to go on a stage, take it. And you know, it's okay to miss a couple, you know, gatherings with your friends if it's gonna help you get to your dream. So yeah.
Janki, what do you do to have fun other than singing?
I like to dance a lot. So like in my free time, I learn dances with my friend Nanda. We do a lot of dances together, and I also enjoy painting. It's kind of a nice way to just relax and stuff. I like hanging out with my friends, calling them, you know, just anything that a normal 12-year-old would do. So yeah.
So when do you find time to study?
When it comes to studying, I like to get everything done in school, I guess. So like, I don't have much homework when I get back home, so I try to get everything done. And if I do get homework, it's usually like I get obviously my music and stuff done first, and then like a little later in the night I get my work done. And yeah, that's how I do my studying.
And Janki, do you have any favorites in the Hindi film industry that you like?
I would say probably a singer that I enjoy is Neeti Mohan. I like her songs a lot, and her voice is really pretty. So yeah.
Thank you, Janki, for your time today. And before we go, I'll just request you to maybe sing a few more lines of any Hindi song for our audience today, please.
Yeah, okay. Inna sona kyun rab ne banaya, inna sona kyun rab ne banaya, ਆਵਾ ਜਾਵਾ ਤੇਨੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਨਾਵਾ, ਆਵਾ ਜਾਵਾ ਤੇਨੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਨਾਵਾ, ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ, ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ, ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ।
ਆਲ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਬੇਟਾ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ।